turundusuudised .
Today's research data is provided by Mintel.com, and of course, at that time of the year, it's all about Christmases. And more specifically, the news tells about how our children, instead of writing to Santa Claus, are more using different types of apps to make wish lists, and how the parents are really thinking it's important to know what the kids want and really using the wish list. So, Jonna, you are from the country that is the home of Santa Claus. So what do you think about this? What should other marketeers learn from it?
Well, I think we live in a digital world, and this is really interesting. I have a 2-year-old son myself, and however, I would sort of like him to understand that you can't just pick and choose from a list that you want, and then Santa will give it to you. Unfortunately, it's not that, like that for all the kids in the world. But I think from a marketing perspective, and especially if you look at the digitalization, this is really a way of trying to understand the target group, so the kids, and how that would then help the parents who are supposed to buy the presents. So I think it's actually exactly as in employer branding communications, to get back to that topic as well. It's really understanding the target audience, which are the kids, and how do they actually interact these days with different kind of devices. So I think what we can learn from this is really to try to understand the target group and what would make them use your product or service better. But then as well, like making things easy. So if I understand this correctly, it was really about like trying to keep sort of the Santa Claus thing alive, but then also really to make it easy for kids to wish what they would like to have, and also they make it easier for the parents when it's not that hard to go to the store and look at millions of things and you really need to find what you want. So what we can learn is understand your target group, but as well you need to be there where the target group is. So if they are digital as they are, 3 to 12 year olds, they can use so many different apps, and they are also familiar with the digital, and maybe not that familiar with writing a letter by hand and sending it over post. So we can really understand the target group, and then we can do things in a much better way that suits them. But also to try new things in terms of using the digitalization in a good way. So not only see the digitalization as a threat, but also as an opportunity. I think this is quite innovative way of making Christmas shopping more fun and involving the end customer, which is the kid or the children.
I do absolutely agree with you. I think it's very important with to know your target group. I was just, when I was reading it, I was just wondering that how much do the companies really get out from the app? Because actually what happens is that you get, usually it's a lot of prediction, what is going to be the kind of the trend item this year.
Yeah.
And those who predict the trend in the right way, they will earn money. All the others will be with the leftovers and sales in January. So it means that if you have a good logistics and you know already in November that there are some kind of trending toys, that all the maybe 4 years want to, all the 5 years, 6 years, or 10 years kids want to, then it might be that if you are quick in your sourcing processes, then it might be that you are able to react and to bring in new, more of the bestsellers and really make more money out of it. Because usually, if you are run out of the things in the middle of December before the very, very hot last day when most of the people will buy the toys, then you're just losing the revenue. So I would really wish that more companies will use these type of apps that help them to predict the trends and really make more out of it, would be my suggestion here.